Back in 2020 my sister-in-law and I went to a local food spot. Now, we're both plus-size girls, and she was also 8 months pregnant at the time. This was her first time at this establishment, so she inquired about their portion sizes and the server told her, "You should get a large because you're a big girl." Appalled, we let it slide and just brushed it off. We actually continued to go to the establishment despite feeling anxious every time we ordered. On January 20th, I returned to this establishment with my friend. Normally when I go in, right away they ask me if I want a medium or a large size, never giving the option of a small. So I asked, "Can I get this in a small?" And the server points at the small container and said, "Are you sure?" My friend said, "Yes, that would be great," to which the server just looks at us and says, "Well, I wasn't sure. She is a big girl, you know." I was absolutely devastated that he made this comment again. I finished the order as I didn't want to cause a scene. I paid and made my friend wait for our order and left the establishment in tears. As someone who has always struggled with my weight, ordering at a restaurant is extremely anxiety-inducing, and I know it can be for many people with eating disorders and body dysmorphia. All we can think about is, this person is judging what we're putting in our body. It doesn't matter what size a person is, no one should ever comment on someone's appearance. We're in 2022, and we know the effects it has on one's mental health. We do not know what a person has gone through. We need to do better and not make such unnecessary and inappropriate comments towards our community. The fact that this man has said this in front of me, towards me on different occasions, and how easily it rolled off his tongue, I'm sure we are not the only ones this has happened to. Unfortunately, I have yet to hear back from the establishment's head office. The Sudbury location has emailed me to tell me that they're sorry, if I felt offended, not taking any accountability on this matter. I'm hoping by this information being public, it can help educate workers on appropriate interactions with all customers. Shayla Dam Espinola.